Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you love us first, that you called us, you drew close to us and put your laws in our hearts so that we can turn from darkness, from lies, from evil, deception. Thank you for this great love that has taken hold of us, that moves us on a daily basis so we can know you, be aware of you, and then find ourselves and encourage others to draw close to you as well, so as to be what you made them to be. Bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11 and 12. Therefore, since we know the fear of the Lord and understand the importance of obedience and worship, we persuade people to be reconciled to Him. But we are plainly known to God. He knows everything about us, and I hope that we are plainly known also in your conscience, your God-given discernment. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but are giving you an occasion to be rightfully proud of us, so that you will have an answer for those who take pride in outward appearances, the virtues they pretend to have, rather than what is actually in heart.
Hallelujah. Beautiful portion of scripture. And we can see this, you know, with Jesus when the word went out, who can I send? And then there's, here am I. And we see, you know, when Jesus, he doesn't come to judge with what his eyes see or his ear hears. He comes to bring about righteous judgment, that which God gives him. That's why he says, I don't seek my own glory, but I seek your glory, the glory of the Father who made everything, who knows how everything works, knows the purpose of everything. And so that is the big reality of the fear of the Lord. I was challenged about what is the fear of the Lord. I was looking in Proverbs, and it talks about the fear of the Lord is to turn from evil. The fear of the Lord is to have a future and a hope that won't be taken away. And so it's got lots of wonderful, beautiful scriptures like that, that you see and you desire. Yes, that's what I would love. That's where I would love to be in my walk with the Lord. And then I still thought, now, well, what is the key? How can this fear, we know perfect love casts out all fear. So how can this perfect love be a part of our lives? And then I saw it's in Proverbs 15:33, I think, and it says, before honor there is submission, obedience. And then it says, and when you turn to the living God and you stop trusting in yourself and in others, it says the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So it's Him inspiring you with the wisdom, with the heart that He has. Hallelujah. So that is what we really want. And then when we see the Old Testament prophecies where God would love to take hold of His people, and you see He speaks about an eternal covenant. And when He speaks about eternal covenant, you know it's a new and the better and the perfect covenant. And His works are perfect. So that's what you want. And then He says in that day, I will put my fear in your heart so you won't depart from me, and I will always be the good God that I am. So God hasn't changed. We changed with the fall. And now in the new and the better covenant, God brings our heart back to where it should be in Him, too busy with the good to do the bad. So guys, that is what you want. And then as it goes on, and then you are worshiping from the heart, not from habit or what people want, or it's not coming from the outside. It's coming from a God that is working in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure, because you've realized you've been there where you tried to do all the things right and be the master of your destiny. And then you saw it didn't work. The powers of darkness were still greater than you. But then when you came and you realized, Lord, you know me, you made me, you love me, your will, I want your will. I so love the Our Father prayer where Jesus says, the Father knows what you need. Therefore pray, hallowed be your name, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then how does that happen? By giving us our daily bread, so that we can love ourselves, we can love our neighbor. And when you are longing and calling on the Lord in that way, he gives you what you need. And then you are not in the path of temptation. You don't fall into temptation because you are too busy with the goodness of God that is with you, in you, and for you from this day on and forever. For he is the power, the kingdom, and the glory. It comes from the heavenly Elohim family, in Jesus' name. So be blessed, arise, and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.